yourself with blame. If you could see it from my perspective, you shouldn't feel ashamed. You're tuned into WONY 90.9 Oneonta. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is so innovative, it not only improves the lives of veterans, it transforms the lives of healthcare professionals who serve them with access to the latest technologies and remarkable benefits. Transform your future at vacareers.va.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Center for Volunteerism and Community Engagement is hosting their monthly blood drive. Stop by at the basement of Hunt Union between 12 and 5 p.m. to donate some blood.
On Thursday, November 14th, the Music Industry Club is hosting a live set at Lee Hall at 7 p.m. Stop by to see Telescreens, Minted, and Orange Grove perform. There is a $5 fee with your student ID and $8 to the general public.
On Friday, November 15th, stop by Hobart Event Center at 6 p.m. for a family game night. Also happening on Friday, November 15th, at 6 p.m., the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a special screening of Screaming Queens Riots in Campton's Cafeteria, a powerful story that documents the story of 1966 Campton's Cafeteria Riot. To learn more and reserve for this event, stop by Hunt Union 219. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, you can visit Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I've got eyes that can see inside. I can see right through your disguise. I've got eyes that can see inside. everything. You're all I can see. The bones in your body, the blood in your veins, your hasty decisions and behavioral chains. Replace all the cells, but still something remains. But I'm losing you. Sorry, what are you saying?
Listening to I'm Bored here on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, chairman of the board here, bringing you new music. So we've got a whole set for the next hour here till 4 p.m., playing new kind of indie, alternative, quite a bit of we've got coming up in the next hour, some kind of British sort of modern post-punk music from Gustav and Geese and Gurriers, and we've got some kind of weirdo noise music from O and Melt Banana, some Japanese, some French. We got a whole bunch of interesting stuff coming up here. Interesting to me. I hope interesting to you. Keep listening to find out if it is indeed interesting to you. And the next song, well, the song we just heard, don't want to forget to tell you what that was. You may have recognized the voice, may have recognized the style. That's LCD Sound System. Brand new single from them called X-Ray Eyes. So really enjoying that new song from LCD Sound System. And now I'm going to play you some music from a group called Lip Critic. And this is In the Wawa, Convinced I Am God.
One for the pain, one on the whim. How to see the point of what life in my skin. He wouldn't give it to me, a vision of the self. So I treat the image that they sell on the shelf. Oh, a decimation of Adam. Skeleton.
I trusted you.
Hey, hey, hey. You're listening to I'm Bored, WONY. We just heard music there from Gurriers with a G, Gurriers, with the song Day Goblin or Des Goblin, D-E-S Goblin. Before that, Geese was the band and Jesse was the song. Before that, three songs ago now, was Gustav was the artist with I Trusted You. And the first song to play that little four-song set was Lip Critic with In the Wawa, Convinced I Am God. So now at the next few songs here, and by the way, I should just add a little FYI. If you ever have any questions about what music we're playing, head on over to wonyfm.org. Keeps the playlist up to date there. That's where you can stream WONY, WONY. If you're, if you're sitting at your desk at home, hanging out in your bedroom, whatever you might be, you don't have a radio, we're online. Always have been, always will be. Well, not always, but, you know, for like 30 years now, I guess we've been online. So that's a pretty long time. Anyhow, we're going to get a little weirder, a little noisier. You know, the last few songs in there, they had some sort of noisy as in kind of harder stuff. But now we're just going to get some sort of noisy as in just some more out there stuff. We're going to play some Melt Banana in a little bit. Lilies and Remains. But first we're going to play a band whose name is simply O. They stylized it as a capital letter O with a period. So I think they go by O the band. But O, and this is they're a drums and saxophone duo out of London. And this is their song, 176. Thank you. right, listening to I'm Bored here on WNY. Some new music, all from the past year or year or so. The most of these are 2024 releases, and one or two tracks maybe here from 2023. We just heard BB Club with their song Le Feu. That's a sort of French-Canadian band up from Montreal. Before that, we heard a few different Japanese bands. We heard Lilies and Remains with their song Greatest View. We also heard before that, so three songs ago, Show You My Soy Sauce was the song from Tsushimamori. I think I'm getting that right. Tsushimamori. They've been around for quite a long time, actually, about over 20 years. Sort of Japanese all-female kind of punk, noise punk pop group. Before that, we heard Melt Banana, so one of the great kind of noise rock bands of the past 25 years. Again, another Japanese band that's been around for a good long time, since the 90s. And then we heard their new song, Flip Side. And we started off that run of songs with the band O the band, again stylized as a capital O with a period, from London, and their song 176. So we've got about, 20 more minutes of music, 18, 19 minutes more of music here. So we're going to switch gears a little bit and listen to some new music from some older groups. So some kind of real indie faves from the 90s and even going back into the 80s who are putting out new music. And we're going to start with The Smile, which is not Radiohead, but kind of like half of Radiohead, right? So Tom York and Johnny Greenwood among the members of The Smile, and we've got their song Friend of a Friend. And then we'll hear in the next few songs from Mercury Rev and Kim Deal and Fortet. So here we go, The Smile, Friend of a Friend.
I can go anywhere that I want. I just gotta turn myself inside out, back to front. I cut out shapes, I'm worn out spaces. Smiling, so I guess
In spite of all the promises, somebody check the wham.
Within more patterns, hiding in plain sight, year after year. On my window, frost flowers appear. Like when my eyes are blind, but my heart still sees. I'm staring at scars that no one else believes. And how something hidden can grow suddenly so clear. The way a promise. And out of nowhere, another appears. Patterns in the games we play. I see patterns, the way a broken heart shatters. And Jackson Pollock paints patterns in a world of strays and loneliness. Where young people cry and old people kiss. I still see patterns, even where they don't exist. And when we get to the end, we'll begin again. Ah, but this is not the end. All our patterns hiding in plain sight, year after year. Thinner than sliced shadows and vanishing faster than Irish sunshine.
Okay, so we're wrapping things up here on I'm Bored. Our hour is almost done. We just heard Mercury Rev. So Mercury Rev's back with that kind of weird, I don't want to call it weird, but strange kind of new agey avant-pop song, Patterns. Before that, Kim Deal with her song Coast. And The Smile started us off with those three songs, Friend of a Friend, from their new album, Wall of Eyes. And we're going to close things out with Fortet and the song Gliding Through Everything. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your afternoon, your Friday night, your weekend, and all else. Thank you.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why?